And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid the evacuations and Russian bombardments, a harsh winter and no electricity, water, or heating, the Ukrainian government, along with various volunteer organizations, are now evacuating the area of Kherson. Russian forces struck eastern and southern Ukraine on Sunday as utility crews scrambled to restore the power, water, and heating. With the onset of snow and frigid temperatures, while civilians continue to leave the southern city because of the devastation wreaked by recent attacks and their fears of more ahead. With persistent snowfall blanketing the capital, Kyiv, on Sunday, analysts predicted that wintry weather bringing with it frozen terrain and grueling fighting conditions could have an increasing impact on the conflict that has raged since Russian forces invaded Ukraine more than 9 months ago. Protesters, angered by strict antivirus measures, called for China's powerful leader to resign, an unprecedented rebuke as authorities in at least eight cities struggle to suppress demonstrations Sunday that represent a rare direct challenge to the ruling Communist Party. Police using pepper spray drove away demonstrators in Shanghai who called for Xi Jinping to step down and an end to the one-party rule. But hours later, people rallied again in the same spot. Police again broke up the demonstration, and a reporter saw protesters under arrest being driven away in a bus. Protests, which began Friday and have spread to cities including the capital, Beijing, and dozens of university campuses, are the most widespread show of opposition to the ruling party in decades. This is VOA News. Violence ran riot in several Belgian and Dutch cities after Morocco's 2-0 upset win over Belgium at the World Cup. Police detained about a dozen people after they deployed water cannons and fired tear gas to disperse crowds in Brussels. Dozens of rioters overturned and torched cars, set electric scooters on fire, and pelted cars with bricks. Police moved in after one person suffered facial injuries. South Korea's transport ministry said Monday the government is elevating the cargo transport warning concerning the trucker strike. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
This as supply chain glitches worsened and construction sites faced concrete shortages. The government has elevated its warning of cargo transport disruption due to the strike to serious, the highest level in its disruption scale, the transport ministry said on Monday. The second major strike in less than 6 months by thousands of unionized truckers for better pay and working conditions was criticized last week by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol as taking the nation's logistics hostage in the face of an economic crisis. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Search teams have recovered seven dead, including a three-week-old infant buried in mud and debris that hurtled down a mountainside and through a densely populated port city on the resort island of Ischia on Sunday. The Naples prefect confirmed the five people remain missing if they buried under the debris of an enormous landslide that struck before dawn Saturday. There's been a surge in a number of Mexicans seeking asylum in Canada this year. The reasons for the big jump include the relative ease for Mexicans to obtain refugee status in Canada. Now compared to the U.S., visa-free travel between Mexico and Canada and a threat of violence back at home. More than 8,000 Mexican nationals have applied for asylum in Canada since the start of the year. That is six times as many as last year. Prince William and the Princess of Wales will be looking to focus attention on their Earthshot Prize for environment innovators when they make their first visit to the U.S. in 8 years this week. Trip likely to be dogged by tensions with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who criticized Britain's royal family in the American media. William and his wife Catherine will travel to Boston on Wednesday for 3 days of public engagement before announcing the prize winners on Friday. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.